is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. That number, though, will be reserved for calls, at least in the first hour, and maybe longer. I don't know how long this is going to go on. But that number will be reserved for folks that might want to get involved in the conversation that's about to be had. You guys are going to be okay with that, as I understand it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a little experimental here, I think, because we're going to talk about atheism and agnosticism. And, Steph, move right on in on that microphone. I'm going to introduce you here shortly. Stefan Molyneux joining us again here. Johnson is also with us. Say hello, gents.
Been a while.
Hello. Thank you very much for having us.
Yep. Welcome back. Steph was on last night. We had him on for about 30 minutes, and now he's back. And Johnson, you kind of put this together. And just before you explain what's about to occur, let me explain to our listeners where we are. We're at Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire, Lancaster area. It's an incredibly beautiful place, and it is packed to the brim with, and this is, by the way, our largest audience, I think, so far here tonight. And this event is about half, not even quite halfway over.
Right.
So we've still got a whole nother show tomorrow night as well. Incredible turnout this weekend at Rogers Campground for what is the 2010 Porcupine Freedom Festival put on by the Free State Project. Hundreds of liberty-minded people are already getting applause. Hundreds. Of liberty-minded people are here, and they're getting to know one another. They're building relationships. They're creating friendships that are going to, in many cases, last lifetimes, because people are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Many have already moved. Hundreds are already here. Thousands more are pledged to come up here. Over 10,000 people are signed members of the Free State Project. So that doesn't include all the really paranoid libertarians that don't ever want to put their name on anything. So we know there are at least 10,000 people. We've got one guy raising his hand over there. So it's just been an absolute blast here so far this weekend. The both of you have been here. Johnson, you've from the beginning of the week.
Yep, right from Tuesday.
Steph, you've been here from at least yesterday and maybe a little earlier than that. Stefan, I mean, how have you been enjoying yourself here? It's your first Pork Fest.
Oh, it's beautiful. Everybody here is fantastic, open and friendly and wonderful. So it's a great brain vibe to be around, if that makes sense.
It is. It is a lot of fun, and you get to meet all kinds of interesting people. We've had a bunch of them on the show throughout the end of the week here. So, with no further ado, Johnson, what's going on here tonight?
Okay, well, I was listening to some Free Domain Radio.
Let's plug the website, by the way. I didn't do that yet.
Yep. I'll let you quote your domain name.
Free Domain Radio. Thank you.
.com.
.com.
.com, yeah.
And I was listening to that on the Liberty Radio Network, and I just heard some things. I heard Stefan dogging on agnosticism a lot. And, I mean, I'll just a quote. I view agnosticism as a reprehensible form of intellectual cowardice. So I heard that, and wow, I couldn't help but respond. So that's absolutely not how I feel about it, and so I had to jump in and say, well, maybe we can discuss this.
And look, just to clarify, and we can get into the WWF throwdown language in a sec, but just to clarify, that to me is after you've heard the arguments, not everybody who's an agnostic is a coward, because I was not an anarchist for a long time, but it wasn't because I was idiotic or cowardly, although those may be the case, but it was because I hadn't heard the arguments. So to me, it's like once you flip the light on, then you're responsible for what you can see. So I certainly don't want anybody to think that everyone who is an agnostic is a coward, but if the arguments that I put forward make sense and you remain an agnostic, then I think that's kind of dishonest. If the arguments I put forward don't make sense, then you're not a coward, I'm just an idiot.
So now, I'll be here to kind of just maybe jump in occasionally with some thoughts and clarification. Now, you're here, Stefan, to advocate atheism tonight.
Well, I'm here to advocate philosophy, which atheism is just a small subsection of, and I'll get into a little bit of why that definition is important when we start.
Yeah, we should probably define at some point, because there's a difference between regular atheism and straight agnosticism. There are levels to these things. I would be what's called actually a strong agnostic or a positive agnostic. There's a difference. Your average agnostic just makes the claim that they take no stance on whether or not they believe there is a God or not. Whereas my stance extends a little bit further, which is to say that because it's unknowable, that any sort of attempt to define a deity is dishonest. I feel that that's something that needs to be addressed. I don't feel that it's intellectual cowardice because I think that when anyone goes to define a deity, it's those definitions and where they're trying to take that, which is what is the incorrect statement. I believe and I allow for the possibility for a higher power and for a deity because there is no definition for that. There is no way to define that. I don't believe that you can make a positive assertion that...
Oh, wait. Can I interrupt here? Are we talking about the existence of something that is superior to humans, or are we talking about a god, like an all-knowing, all-power? What are we talking about?
I thought we were talking about the Federal Reserve. But no? Okay.
It's different for so many different people that it's really hard to actually pin down a definition on that, which is why I maintain agnosticism, because when you say the word god, it's so loaded already, because
Absolutely. Are
you talking about God? Or are you talking about gods? Are you talking about a corporeal or an incorporeal mm-hmm. intelligent deity, or are you talking about something more like what you believe in, which is pantheism, which is the whole world is God and everyone's
no, pantheism? Yes.
Pantheism. I'm
There's
sorry.
An extra E N in there.
Pantheism. There are so many different definitions for what God means. That
so are we going to pick one tonight, or how
no?
Look,
let's at least start with that we have to understand that the concept of God has got to have something to do with two major characteristics. One is that there is a consciousness without material form, because if the consciousness has material form, it's just a dude. You know, no matter how spacey he is, he's just a dude, right? He may be a 50-foot-tall dude who can travel through time, but he's still just a dude. So we have consciousness without material form with one. And we also have eternal, right? It has to be some kind of eternal before the universe and after the universe. And there usually is some heavy amperage of muju juice in God, right? Omnipotence, omniscience, there's some incredible abilities that go infinitely beyond what is capable for a human being. Is that okay with everyone as a way of working with it? Because that's not specific to any particular deity, but that is a way that deities are generally presented, if that makes sense.
I don't know that the eternal thing is necessarily true, because I believe that in certain religions, like the old Roman religions, it was sort of like a race of god-like beings, and they bred and...
Yeah, and that's true. And in the Greek and Roman mythologies, gods could live and die. So, okay, yep, that's fine. But let's at least go with omniscient, omnipotent, and consciousness without material form.
Right.
Okay.
So what's next?
So I don't necessarily preclude the absolute possibility, and the reason why I do that is specifically because I allow... There are so many people that believe in these various... silliness that I want to talk about, and the reason why I want to leave that open normally is because I like to actually have a conversation with these people and not have preclude them right off the bat, and I want to talk about how they define beyond simple omniscience, beyond omnipresence and all the other godlike powers, how they then give attributes and aspects to their deity. Like, for example, a lot of people will define God as being an old man who's white and has gray hair. It's a singular deity. And those are the questions that I like to ask and get people thinking about when it comes to religion. And so I just also can't necessarily abandon the idea that there's more, that there's the potential for something else out there.
Come back with that. Hold that thought. Stefan, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 edition at Rogers Campground here in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains. We'll continue with more of Stefan Molyneux and Johnson here on Free Talk Live, talking theology tonight. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the show that you can take control of and call in at 800-259-9231. Normally, you can bring up absolutely anything, and that we'll do that later on in the show. Sometimes we break format, and here at Porkfest, we break format every time we're here because we're just surrounded by so many interesting people that are doing so many wonderful things to advance the ideas of freedom. Of course, we're here at the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010 at Lancaster, New Hampshire's Rogers Campground. Been here personally since Wednesday, and it's been an absolute blast so far. I was so out of it, though, today that I wasn't able to stay awake in Mark Stevens' excellent class that he was giving, which it's not because of Mark Stevens. He's an entertaining guy, and I highly recommend you visit his website at markstevens.net. We'll see if we can sneak him in here later on tonight. Anybody that didn't see Mark Stevens' presentation, which was most of you, shame on you, it will be available on DVD, as I understand it. We don't know when that's going to happen, but stay tuned over at markstevens.net for the latest on that. I'm looking forward to actually seeing the presentation that I paid to see today. So there's a lot happening here, a lot of interesting folks hanging out, and we're talking about religion, or the lack thereof. And, Johnson, you are a strong agnostic,
right,
as you defined it. Now, define one more time quickly what that means for listeners just tuning in.
Strong agnostic goes beyond the statement that one can't say whether or not there is a deity or not, and goes further by saying that attempts to bring an objective definition to a deity need to be questioned.
Attempts to bring an objective definition to a deity need to be questioned.
In other words, because something in regards to a deity is it's not knowable, it's not definable according to science and empiricism, that any attempt to do so, for the most part, needs to be questioned.
Mm.
So if you're going to be a rational person, you need to ask those questions. And people, religious people, should absolutely be willing to answer those questions and have that discussion.
But this is what's so annoying about agnostics. Is that this is a consistent pattern with agnostics, is that agnostics will always say, I can't define it, but I'm going to call it a god. And those two statements are logically self-contradictory. It's like saying, I don't know anything about X, but it's green and it's furry and it smells like chicken. Right? You can't make those statements. If God is an unknown, unknowable, then you can't use the term God, because the term God has very specific characteristics.
I absolutely agree.
Like, you know, agnostics will say the question around God is, let's just take unicorn, because I don't think we have any unicornists. Yeah, okay, one in the back. One guy just says he's horny. But let's say there's a unicorn, right? Now, if you define a unicorn as a horse with a horn on its head, then no rational person in the universe would say there's no way a horse with a horn on its head can exist. Because on some other planet, some undiscovered place, Fern Gully, Avatar Land, wherever, right? There could be, in the universe, a horse with a horn on its head, so no problem with that, right? But if you say that a unicorn is a horse with a horn on its head that can live on the surface of the sun, is carbon-based, can travel through time, can burst into flames and be ice at the same time, and lives in a square circle, then at some point you've defined it out of existence, right? So if a god is like a unicorn with a horn on its head, then it's not a god. It's just a horse with a horn on its head. If it's a magical being full of self-contradictory properties like consciousness without matter, you can't have consciousness without matter. Consciousness is an effect of the brain, the same way that gravity is an effect of mass. You can't have gravity without mass, and you can't have consciousness without matter. So if you define a god or a belief in something that is a self-contradictory entity, a square circle, then by definition it simply doesn't exist. And this is why agnostics, if you want to say, I can't know whether God exists, that's a statement that makes no sense philosophically. If you can't know something, you can't call it a God, because that has already specific definitions.
Well, I don't know that does have specific definitions. I don't necessarily agree with that statement. I think that there are so many differing definitions that it becomes kind of nullified to say that there is a specific definition for a God. Because there are so many different beliefs and so many different approaches to how deities work, I think it's sort of impossible to say that.
Wait, so are you saying that there's, when you use the word deity, what you actually mean is X, a complete unknown?
Kind of, yeah.
Not kind of. Because if you say God, you're describing something that has some specific characteristics. Nobody confuses a god with an acorn, I guess, except a very small squirrel. But nobody confuses a god with an acorn, right? Like, you don't say, I don't know whether gods exist, and when you go through the whole definition, it turns out you're talking about acorns. When you say the word God, I mean, we all know that there's something that we're talking about here that's not an acorn, it's not an Axelrod, it's not a Buick, right? It's some sort of divine, larger-than-life consciousness without material form, right? We're all on the same page as far as that goes. So something specific is being described. So you can't say that it's indescribable and then describe it.
Here's the reason why I do approach it in that fashion, because from my personal experience and my personal beliefs, I would say that if there does exist some sort of a deity or whatever, that it has had absolutely no effect on my life other than what I can observe and what science can observe and objective reality. So when I speak about a deity or a god, it's because I'm speaking with someone who does have those beliefs. So I'm talking to their language, and I don't want to preclude the very basis of their discussion and their conversation, so I'm trying to keep the definition open to whatever they believe.
I don't understand that. No, I mean, look, if somebody is saying something, look, and I'm not trying to make enemies here. I mean, I hope that you understand. I'm just approaching this from a philosophically rigorous standpoint. Whether I'm right or wrong, I'm really trying to be rigorous. And I was raised in a religious household. I went to church, and so I understand
that it's
a difficult...
What sort of religion? Just curious.
Satanism. I'm an atheist. So... The games of Twister were unbelievable. I was raised in England in religion. I was in boarding school, and we went to, you know, God and hell and the devil and all of that. So it was English, Church of Anglican. So it was Protestant, which is Catholic light, I guess. But I understand that it can be really difficult, but I don't think that it's worthwhile to pretend that something exists which logically cannot exist, right? Because if like the agnostics will often create, and I don't know if you're one of them, this alternate universe, right? So they say
universe X.
Yeah. So universe X, right? So God doesn't exist in this universe, but there's some other universe, some alternate universe that God may exist in, and therefore we can't say for sure. But that's, again, that's nonsense. That's like saying, try that on a math test, right? So you say 2 + 2 = 5, and you get back it's marked wrong. And you go, so you can't mark me wrong because in some alternate universe it might equal 5. Like that's not how we do. That's not how we approach knowledge and facts in any other sphere except religion.
It's reality divided by zero.
Yeah. Religion gets this get-out-of-jail-free card where people dance around religious controversies. And I understand why, because it can be volatile and it can be difficult. But, I mean, this is not a crowd that is afraid of volatile and difficult conversations. Of all the crowds I've ever talked to, these people have the swinging things to get it done, right? So I think that we do need to approach this really clearly. If there is this other universe, either it's like, which is really the same as non-existence. If we say it doesn't exist in this universe, but it might exist in some other universe, that's exactly the same as saying it doesn't exist in this universe. Either this other universe is going to have some impact on our universe. The finger is going to poke through the hole, you know, and it's going to say, hi, I'm going to tickle you, I'm God, right? In which case, we can measure it by laughter or squeamishness or something. In which case, we will measure whatever is coming through from this other universe.
What if we don't have the capability to measure?
Then it's exactly the same as non-existence. It's like saying the door is open. No, it's closed, but I have the capability to walk through it. It's like, no, that means that it's open. If it's never going to be measured by anything, it's exactly the same as non-existence.
But that's not what I said. I said, what if we don't currently have the capability?
All right, make a note. We'll come back to that question here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're live from Porkfest. It's Free Talk Live.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. Or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy Easy Recording Wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can normally bring up anything you want, but right now we're locking down phone calls only to people who are interested in talking about the topic that is on the air right now. And we're interested in sometimes alienating as much of our audience as possible. No, we talk about the theological things on the show from time to time, and normally it gets us some very interesting phone calls from some very religious zealots around the country that have never heard our show before and are shocked and surprised that they would hear an atheist and an agnostic on the air here tonight talking on national radio. So I'm glad that you came to me with this idea, Johnson, and you told me you were going to do this, and I said, let's do it on the air. And
right.
He said, I don't know if it's right for the show. I said, are you kidding me? This would be great. Is this great or what? By the way, we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2010. Go to Porkfest, porkfest2010.com. That's Porkfest with a C. In order to learn more about that, also you can, if you want to get some legal stuff taken care of, thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. And you can use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, FTL, to save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. So Johnson is with us here, our graphic guru, store sales manager, and former co-host and current Hello. Co-host tonight. And Stefan Molyneux joining us from FreeDomainRadio.com, perhaps the most popular philosophical podcast on the Internet, certainly the most popular libertarian or liberty-minded philosophical podcast. Welcome back, Stefan.
Thank you.
So pick up. You had asked a question, I think, right before we went away. I want to make sure
right.
you can pick up off that.
What I had asked was, what if the perception of God or a deity or deities is not something that is currently within our technological capabilities and is something, and I'm speaking purely in a philosophical sense, but it is something that is potentially possible in the future.
Well, that's a great question. There's two answers that I would give to that. Hopefully that makes sense, and hopefully I can keep them short. Just, again, hit me with the tranquilizer dart if I go over, and I'll struggle to complete my sentence. The first is that all of the definitions of gods have rolled into us historically, right? So people, and we all understand that human beings have believed in about 10,000 different deities throughout the history of humanity. And it's important to understand that almost everybody, even the most fundamentalist religious zealot, as you said, is a 99.999% atheist, because they disbelieve in all of the other gods except their own. So all the atheist says is, one more. Just one more. You've already thrown out 999,000, just one more, and you're all the way there. So given that all of our knowledge of gods has come rolling in from history, pointing to the future to say that maybe those historical fantasies will be validated is not rational. It's sort of like saying if we come across some caveman painting where some guy scribbled something that looks at from a certain angle and under a certain light, like E equals MC squared, that by heavens he discovered Einstein's theory of relativity 20,000 years ago, we just say, no, that's just a weird coincidence, right? So looking at the future to validate that which has been created through fantasy and fear in the past is not valid, because whatever is discovered will not be what those people came up with in the past about gods.
I don't hear, from what I hear Johnson saying, I don't hear him trying to validate any of that. I think he's just keeping an open mind about the possibility of my... I mean, you know, you're as an atheist, Stefan, if all of a sudden tomorrow, or maybe tonight, out in the campsite, a bolt of lightning crashes down and a bearded man appears out of nowhere and announces that he is the, you know, the second coming of Jesus Christ and then proceeds to begin performing miracles... I mean, what would you as an atheist think about something like that? As unlikely and ludicrous as it is.
I would think that that would be really cool. And like, I think that would be, I mean, who, like, hey, I $5, take me for a ride. You know, that
sit
is
down,
like,
pull
I'm,
out a
I'm
joint,
in, right? I'm in.
I'd still probably say that I saw that episode of Star Trek.
No, but here's the reality, right? Which is that if such a thing came down, then it would be measurable with science, with the senses, and it would not be supernatural. Right, this is the key thing. Gods are fundamentally supernatural. If some guy comes down and his helmet looks like a halo, you know, as people sort of believe about the ancient religions, if some guy comes back and says, yeah, I was here before, my name was Jesus, I came from the planet Hooga Booga, and, you know, they misinterpreted me as a deity, then we would look back and we would say, well, what was written down in the Bible about Jesus was not supernatural. It was a guy who's, as Arthur C. Clarke used to say, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, right? So it would be primitive, desert-dwelling Bedouin tribesmen who saw a spaceship come down, a guy who could fly by thinking about it or whatever, and they said, oh, well, that was a deity. If such a guy came back and was casting thunderbolts around and so on, we'd say, that's really cool, but it's not a god, it's just an alien. And then we'd get a border fence or something like that.
Keep those people out.
Put them in a cage.
That's right. Coming across the border is okay. Coming down from the heavens, I don't know what we're going to do.
If you could you repeat the point that you made before? You said about... you had said something about the defining... I'm trying to
characteristics
remember.
Characteristics of a god?
Something along that line.
Yeah, if you're going to use the word deity, it has to be common to some characteristics. It's not just a random word that means X. There's some specific characteristics, so you're claiming knowledge of the unknowable. Is that the point that you wanted to get back to?
Yes, I suppose. And I'm saying that because you can't claim the knowledge of the unknowable, and I don't think that you can actually claim knowledge of the unknowable, that I sort of see denying it as... not a necessary activity. I mean, it's one of those things. I just leave it open because you can't know it. It's something I just feel like you cannot know that. So why would you say that? I can know things about those definitions. I can know things about those properties, and I can say that doesn't make any sense. That's
because it's
rational.
Dangerous. Because if people look,
what part is dangerous?
I don't feel it.
A belief in a higher power has great danger. Has great danger to it, because if there is, as I very strongly believe, no such higher supernatural power, then what happens is people who hear voices don't get that they need professional mental health help, right? They think that there's some thing out there that's telling them what to do. People who have visions, people who have epileptic seizures in their brain and see visions, and they think that something's going on out there, unless there's a whole lot of people who say, no, this is all occurring in your head. There have been psychological studies that have reproduced almost down to the last detail of the kinds of angels in these visions through electrical stimulation of certain parts of the brain that replicate certain kinds of epilepsy, they're able to reproduce religious visions within people's minds. In the Middle Ages, they thought an epileptic attack was a possession by a demon. We don't think that anymore. We don't say, well, I'm not sure, maybe. We say, no, it's an epileptic attack. So if you leave the door open, and I think agnostics are very irresponsible in this way, all due respect, if there's no God, then we need to keep closing the doors so that people can begin to deal with religious belief as an internally generated psychological phenomenon. But agnostics leave that one door open, and then everyone says, oh, good, there might still be one, and a guy who's not even religious says so, let's keep doing what we're doing.
Well, I see, and this is really the fundamental core disagreement, that I feel like if I have that door open, that I'm keeping the conversation open. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I feel like that last door is a door that people need to close themselves. That it's the properties and the strange definitions that people have, even within individual religions, that are completely conflicting and completely contradictory, even amongst Christians, amongst Catholics, amongst Jews. I mean, they have very different definitions.
Is that what you do with the state?
The state is
when no. And when you're talking about the state with people, do you say, well, it may be virtuous, it may not be virtuous. The initiation of force may be good, it may be bad. It's unknowable, really, but you have to choose that for yourself.
But this is something that's very different because the state has very definable properties, whereas religion doesn't.
Religion has some definable properties, otherwise you can't use that word. If you're talking about a herd of chickens, you can't call it religion. Well, okay, maybe this is the wrong example. But no, I mean, if you use the word religion and God, you are ascribing specific properties, right?
Some, but again, there are so many different viewpoints on it that it seems impossible to just say religion or just say God and expect that the other person knows what you're talking about.
All right, but let me ask you this. Could it be possible that in the future an ethical system that's perfectly rational and everybody accepts could be invented that justifies the existence of the state?
No.
So you're certain of that?
Yes, I would say that I'm
religious. Guys who walk on water and a God who creates
a definition,
a woman out of a
rubber
man and listens to a talking snake, and that you're okay with, but the state is absolutely immoral.
But I didn't say I was okay with that.
This is going to keep going here, and we will continue this because it's going very well. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome as well. This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Portfest 2010.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from Porkfest 2010. You can visit porkfest2010.com to learn more about what it is that is happening here. We've talked quite a bit about it over the last couple of nights because we've been here since Wednesday night, and it's been an absolute blast. Lots of people hanging out, enjoying each other's company, doing all kinds of activities. There was Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party today. I think a lot of people had fun at that. There's some applause there from our studio audience here. And so much else that has just been going on. It's impossible to cover it all. Let's just give you a quick recap of some of the things you might have missed today. This morning, there was a morning hike. There was a gun safety class, martial arts class, kids gymnastics. There's all kinds of things to do if you're a family that is up here in New Hampshire. Of course, the Big Gay Dance Party, a talk on the New Hampshire Constitution. Ernie Hancock was broadcasting live here this afternoon from freedomsphoenix.com. And I think Freeminds TV is out there as well. I mean, there's just so much going on. Live music from someone named Jordan Page. I guess he's really hot within the Liberty community. I just don't listen to much music, so sorry about that. Anyway, porkfest2010.com, you can go learn more and join us. It's not too late, because Saturday, it's happening all day tomorrow. There's a little bit going on Sunday morning as well. And, of course, it's going to happen next year. So if you can't make it up this year, make plans next Sunday.
Absolutely.
I don't know when the dates will be announced, but I know that the dates for this year were announced at the very end of last year's Porkfest. So we may know sooner rather than later. And, of course, porkfest2010.com. 2010.com is the place to go. Johnson is with us here from Free Talk Live, and Stefan is here from Freedom Main Radio, talking about atheism and agnosticism. Steph, you're an atheist, formerly of the Christian religion. Johnson, were you ever of a religion?
No, I was not.
Okay, so have you always...
Actually, I should say I was formerly an atheist.
Formerly an atheist, now and a strong agnostic.
Yes. I guess I should give my backstory, is that... Even as a non-believer, I was brought to be an altar boy at an Episcopalian church, and that lasted all of about 2 days because I started at a very young age actually mocking the pastor giving the sermon. I raised my robes and started doing a little Charlie Chaplin bit with my feet and started mouthing the words. I mean, I was a young child, but I started mouthing the words of the pastor like it was nonsense. And needless to say, my family was embarrassed, and I never went back.
So what made you, Johnson, decide to change your term of definition?
Because I realized logically that I don't believe that you can define define a negative. You can't argue
you can't disprove a negative.
And because you can't disprove a negative, I don't believe that the statement that there is no God makes any logical sense. And so what I feel is more important to address is the properties that people ascribe to a God. And therefore, just in consideration of more so religions like yours, not Christianity and anything else, but sort of scientifically based religions, I should say, something like pantheism or something that's...
I don't know if pantheism is scientifically based.
Well, it's different. What I mean is that it's not... Okay.
It's still a belief system.
What I mean is that it's a belief system that isn't based in total nonsense. And I'm sorry, I apologize to the Christians, but talking snakes and, you know, men walking in water and turning things into wine, that to me is absolute and utter nonsense. Because it's something that is... objectively, it is something that can be objectively disproven.
Right.
It's something that can be measured. People don't walk on water. It's just, it's ridiculous to me. Whereas something like Dimension X or another universe is something that we can't necessarily prove or disprove. And science is something we're getting more information. I mean, they're studying things like the supposed God particle at the Large Hadron Collider. And
well, how about the different? Have both of you seen the 10 Dimensions video on YouTube?
That's outdated.
Is that outdated?
Oh, long outdated.
Okay, well, whatever.
But I have seen it.
You know, I'm not one of the I don't keep up on the science scene.
Oh,
but
I gotta jump in.
The 10 Dimensions video.
I was doing so well. I really was.
But the suggestion of the 10 Dimensions video is that if you're in the third dimension, there's very little that you can really understand about the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and so on.
It's sort of like, I'll do a little description about what this video says between the second and third dimension, because that's where it's most sort of relevant, is that if there were a being that was this sort of flatlander,
a two-dimensional being,
living, two-dimensional, sort of, imagine a creature that is completely flat living on a piece of paper, that its house would be a square, and the being itself would be a dot, and if it were moving around, it wouldn't be able to see up or down. So a third-dimensional being that could interact with that sort of reality, the third-dimensional being would be completely imperceptible until the very moment where it interacted with that particular reality.
Essentially,
it would be like a god. It would be able to remove walls and
it could fold the piece of paper that it is on and create different connections that the being that was on the piece of paper would not have any idea was.
Exactly. At which point there would be empirical, rational, scientific evidence for the flatland that something was interfering with its reality, which would be measurable, and all of that would be great.
If they were capable of measuring it.
Well, they would know something was happening, because if nothing was happening, you'd be the same thing as nothing happening, right?
Something would be happening.
My God, we're being folded into an origami shape. Something's happening. Okay. I don't know who's folding, but it feels crinkly in here, right?
Now, if I were to play devil's advocate, which I hate doing this, actually, but if I were to play devil's advocate for many of the Christians that I've spoken to, I would say something is happening. Look around you. There are miracles all around us. The miracle of nature, gravity, all the laws of reality could supposedly be...
No, those aren't miracles. No. There's beauty, of course. There's beauty in the room, there's beauty in the world, those mountains, the sunset last night with the moon hanging over the mountains. It was absolutely fantastic. That's not magic, right? That's not,
miracles
that's not
by
supernatural.
By definition, miracles are unusual. Right.
No. They're self-contradictory violations of the laws of physics, right? I mean, they're impossible. They're impossible. They're unusual. It's unusual to see a three-legged dog. Oh my God, let's follow it. A miracle is, well, of course, miracles have mysteriously evaporated as scientific measurement has advanced, right?
Right.
I mean, miracles are always just over the horizon. And God, you see, is always just over the horizon. God used to be in the thunder. Oh, that's God. And then we found out what thunder was. And so, okay, he moved. Now he's in the eclipse, because when there's an eclipse, God is eating the sun because we didn't kill enough virgins or whatever, right? And then we found out what an eclipse was. Oh, God is somewhere over there. It's like God is always in the next house that you haven't been to yet, that people say. Now, God is in quantum physics. God is in the 10th dimension. God is... No. If you've gone to 10,000 houses and there's nobody there, 10,001... I don't think there's going to be anybody there. So people will always try and put God just over the horizon of human knowledge, right? So, he's right before the beginning of the universe, right? Because it used to be God created all the animals, and then we found out about evolution. It's okay, he didn't do that. So he's always, wherever human knowledge ends, people put God just beyond that, and then human knowledge expands, and they find no God, and they put God one step further. We've got to get the habit that this is what keeps happening, and now you put him in another dimension. No. There's no God. There's no God. Just putting him right over the horizon doesn't solve any problems.
But see, what you're saying there is you're making, again, I'm specifically coming from the purely logical standpoint, that what you're saying is a statement that there is no possibility, and that's just not true.
Is there a possibility, Stefano?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
There is no possibility by definition, because if God is in the real world, if he's measurable, if he's detectable, he's no longer supernatural, he's just some dude with, like, looks like Morgan Freeman or whatever, right? It's just some dude, right? If God is never measurable, can never be detected in any conceivable way, that is synonymous with non-existence. That is exactly the same as non-existence. Non-detectable, non-rational, it's a square circle. God, by definition, consciousness without matter, omnipotence, omniscience, both of which are self-contradictory. Because if you know everything, then you know what you're going to do in the future, in which case you can't change it. So you can't be both all-powerful and all-knowing. It's all square circle, right?
Look, I'm with you on everything that you say about religion, and I'm not a fan of organized religion and the things that it teaches, and I absolutely agree with you that it is destructive in so many ways. I mean, the wars that are fought and the governments that are created, a lot of it based on the whatever the belief system is of those people. And so I agree with that. But as a panentheist here listening to this discussion, I feel a little a little on the outs, because the God you're talking about isn't the God that that I believe in.
Tell me a little about the God you believe in. Let's go to 10,001 and see if we find something that's...
As a panentheist, that means essentially that I believe that everything and beyond is essentially God. There is no man in the sky that is omniscient and all-knowing and, deciding whether you've been a bad boy or a good boy and going to send you to a nasty place or a very nice place or anything like that. It's all, I've rejected that because I was an atheist for a long time, then I moved into to this belief system.
So wait, sorry, your God, is it synonymous with existence?
Existence and everything that's non-existent as well, so whatever that means.
Well, existence includes that which is non-existent. That's why we know there's something there, because there's nothing in between.
Very well. You can define that however you want, but it's nothing that is above anything else. We are essentially parts of it, and the idea is that it is moving toward perfection over time. And this is a part of the evolutionary process, that evolution moves towards getting rid of the crap, and better, moving towards the better. And essentially, it's a very slow process here, but we're
sorry,
all
I'm just trying... Are you talking about, like, if you're going to say existence and evolution, and I'm with you, but I'm not sure why you need to introduce a concept called God.
I don't like the
that.
Term God, personally, because it has all that baggage attached to it. There's more coming up here, and we'll keep this conversation going. Your thoughts are welcome if you want to share them. At 800-259-9231, Hour 2 is coming up in moments.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.